Genesis.
No, he ain't going to do it. You just back off today.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Roten, our MC here.
And the man on my right with the other pretty shiny guitar there, he keeps it in better shape than I do mine, Mr. Jack Lawrence from Charlotte, North Carolina.
And I'd like to introduce the man in the middle of this whole thing here, and he is the reason I'm here and the reason you're here, and we're really always glad to be here with one of the great folk artists of our time or any time, the great, I won't call him Arthel, I'll call him Doc Watson.
That'll do, David. I'm going to start it with Shady Grove.
Oh, you want to? Okay, 1 second.
No, let's do it in the pines. Let's do it in the pines.
All right. Okay.
Sorry about that.
Okay.
David and I are both...
older than we look.
We're both very fond of the good old early country music in this country, like the Monroe Brothers and things of that nature. I changed my mind in the midstream there, Jack. Don't let it roar. Back it off a bit on the house. Check one, two. Thank you. A little more. She'll get it in a minute.
Jack.
That might be roll some bass off the...
Yeah.
In the monitor, maybe.
Check, one, two. One, two. Check, one, two. Yeah, that's better. Anyway, we're both very fond of the good old... Oh, I grew up with it, and David got caught up in it in the folk revival and learned to love it with a dear heart. Here's one Bill Monroe used to do, and before that, a fellow, Claude Brent, did the original with the Ten of a Ramblers. It's